Let us continue in an attitude of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come this morning in your praise. We come in worship and humility, knowing the power of your majesty and the love you have for each of us. Hear us as we rejoice in our triumphs and successes, but also as we confess our shortcomings and failures. This morning we pray that you not only listen, but speak to our hearts and spirits. And as you speak, help us to listen and understand that not our will, but thy will be done. We thank you for the love and fellowship of our family and friends. Keep us mindful that we are your church, that each one of us brings our own special gifts, skills, abilities, and contributions to your ministry in this community, that we are meant to come together to serve you so that we can go out and serve those around us. Lord, we ask your care for all those brought before you today in our thoughts and prayers, joys and concerns. We ask that you be with us in our triumphs and achievements as well as our sorrows. We ask your gentle mercies for those whose hearts are heavy today due to the loss or illness of a loved one. Lord, today our world is troubled and full of turmoil, racked with war, economic and natural disasters, mistrust, hate, and fear. And Lord, this morning we ask that you bring comfort to those who have lost loved ones, who face changed lives because of injury. Please impart wisdom and courage to our local, state, national, and world leaders. Watch over our men and women who serve in uniform to keep us safe. Remember also those who have served and in that service have suffered injury. We also recognize the veterans of military service and thank them for that service. We acknowledge the service of those who wear the uniforms of police and sheriff's departments, highway patrol, and all those who dedicate their lives to the role of law enforcement in our communities, counties, and states, protecting and ensuring our safety. We, however, rest assured this morning that there is hope for the future, and that we know that hope does not rest with man, but in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Be with us as we face new beginnings and deal with the challenges of change. And now we ask that you listen to our hearts as we come to you, each of us in our own way, in silent prayer. And we ask all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
I am thine, O Lord, I have heard thy voice, and it told thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding.